Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
My name is Anna McGuire. I'm from Belfast in Ireland. And I currently am a senior. I'm actually going into my master's here at HBU. And I'm from Belfast, like I said, and I have always wanted to play college basketball from I was a very young age. My parents own a charity called Sport Changes Life, which involves a lot of American basketball players coming over to Ireland. And so I grew up with a lot of those role models around me, which made me always want to come here. So from a young age, I was emailing colleges saying, please give me a scholarship before I even really had played a proper basketball match. So my first going to a postgraduate school in Princeton, which was amazing, and simply just to try to get recruited, just because it's hard kind of over in an international country to get recruited over here. So I did that for a year and I was very lucky. I got a full scholarship to St. Peter's University, which I absolutely loved. I was right by New York City and I have a lot of family there. So I had a great time. Due to coaching changes, it didn't really work out. So I ended up getting an amazing opportunity to transfer here for my junior year. And Coach Donna, who's from Scotland, which is great because there's a bit of a connection there, knew the Irish national coach, James Weldon, who's an amazing guy. And he basically recommended me and asked me if I could come visit the next day. And this was crazy to me because I'd all a lot about New York and the East Coast, but I hadn't known that much about Texas. I just kind of had the stereotype in my head of cowboys and I didn't have any idea what it was, but I visited and I completely fell in love with her. And that's why I ended up coming here. So this is my second year here. I was super, super blessed to have Enya join me this year. And being from home and I miss my family so much. And so it took a bit of convincing, but getting her to come here to be with me was amazing. And I'm so lucky to be on the same team as her and just be able to hang out with my all the time, even though we're so far away from home, is something that I feel very blessed every single day.
Enya?
Hello, I'm Enya McGuire, Anna's younger sister. I am a freshman here at HBU. It's going to sound pretty repetitive because she is my older sister, so I've basically followed in her footsteps through absolutely everything I've done. We both played for Ireland internationally for the basketball team since we were around 13. So we've had great experiences with basketball and we just wanted to bring it further by using our education to bring us to America. And of course, we had great role models through our families, child and everything that helped us get here also. I also did the prep year in Princeton, the same school that she went to. So had the amazing experience on the East Coast near my family, had the best year of my life, and then was fortunate enough to receive a few offers to play Division I basketball. And fortunately, Anna gave me the great idea to come to Houston, and I couldn't be more grateful of the opportunity I've been given to play basketball and spend time and fulfill our dreams to play basketball with my older sister.
That is absolutely wonderful. So sisters Anna and Enya McGuire play as guards on the HBU women's basketball team. And Anna is majoring in international business and Enya is a freshman majoring in kinesiology. You're both from Belfast, Ireland. I was in Belfast at Queen's University and what an incredible city that is. What's it like being from Ireland and then coming to Houston, Texas?
It's amazing. I think actually we grew up, so Belfast is in Northern Ireland. So I grew up with a lot of pride because in Northern Ireland, there was obviously a lot of trouble there with British or Irish. So we were kind of the ceasefire babies that grew great era where integration was really pushed and our parents really pushed that. And we had a lot of pride in being Irish for that specific reason, but also being able to integrate and, you know, learn about and accept everyone's backgrounds for what they believe they are and really for who they are. And so we've had an amazing opportunity to do that in Belfast, in a city that's been growing and developing so amazingly. And for me, and I'm sure it's the same with Enya, the jump from Ireland to New York and the East Coast wasn't that crazy, simply because we had a lot of family over there. We spent a lot of summers there. And so we had always envisioned ourselves being there. So actually the jump from the East Coast to the South was probably more of a jump than it was from Ireland to New York, just because we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. And Enya probably had a bit more of an idea just because I was here before her. So she was like, oh, okay. But I literally was completely blind coming into it. But the same thing always stands for us. Like, we absolutely love experiencing different cultures, the diversity, and really, like, we're so blessed. We have people who we're friends with from all over the world. You know, we have like 7 or 8 internationals on our team, all, I think, from like 4 different continents, you know. So it's so incredible, and we just love learning from each other single day, and, you know, bringing those experiences back, because that's like really what we want to do as well, is bring those experiences back to Belfast and be able to encourage other people to go out and do the same thing.
What about you, Enya?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. Not exactly what I imagined it would be. I probably, so stereotypically, I really thought it would be like cowboys and everything in Texas, but it was absolutely not that. But yeah, I've loved it so far. It's amazing being in nice weather, even though it's not that nice, it's not as warm right now, but different to home. The weather's been amazing. So I've loved it so far for sure.
Now, HBU has had a tremendous impact athletically, I know, and it's such a cool thing that you both are on the HBU women's basketball team. But it also has had a great mentorship. I mean, the spiritual influence of HBU. Can you tell us about how the coaches and classmates and the whole atmosphere of HBU is probably even different than Princeton, has brought the faith element into your life and reinforced that? Anna, why don't you begin?
Sure. So being from Northern Ireland, as I mentioned, there was a lot of conflict to do with British and Irish, and that actually carried over into the religion aspect, just because it was the kind of that's what it was basically associated with. So it was kind of like the Catholic versus Protestant type of dynamic. So that kind of taught us to really understand what everyone believes in, you know, and accept that. And so at times it definitely, you know, we definitely pushed it away a little bit, just because so much had come from that. Like, we had seen so much bad like come from the idea of that. And but definitely coming here and gave an opportunity to kind of revamp that again, in a sense, and just be grateful for it. And so it's definitely something that has brought a different environment to it, in a sense. So that was definitely helpful.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. At home, because of what Anna mentioned, like, it would be like negative impacts with it. And being here definitely reminds you to like embrace religion and everything and what you believe in and everything around you. So that's been nice.
That's great. Now tell us about your experiences playing on the team. Anna, your positions. I want to make sure I get them right. Give us your positions and tell us about some of the basketball experience on the women's basketball team here at HBU.
Yeah, so I came in last year as a transfer, so I redshirted. My role was strictly practice and, you know, cheer on the team. Absolutely loved. And this year I'm a shooting guard, so I'm very excited to be kind of floor, because I feel like I haven't played basketball in like a real competitive element in a long time. So it was really exciting for me being back on the floor with everyone and genuinely being part of the competitive sense of it. And I'm super, super loved captain of the team, and I always kind of loved that leadership role, and I feel it was a really great opportunity actually not playing last year to really like certify that role. And so it's something that I really love to do, and Enya in years, just because this is my 5th year away from home, so really when she was really as a player and I was over here, you know, so I was kind of watching her from afar. So it was a really cool experience being able to play with her every single day, because we were learning so much from
That's cool. Inya, how about you?
Yeah. So I'm a freshman and I'm a point guard. And it's obviously my first time playing Division I basketball. So it's been an amazing experience. I'm loving it so much. And probably the coolest thing we experienced so far, we've been lucky enough to play 8 games compared to other teams. Like, we've been pretty lucky that way. But I think it was our first game, Anna's first bucket, I think, was assisted by me. So, like, that was just, like, super cool. Like, have was, like, one of my first memories in Division I basketball. So.
That two sisters are playing Division I basketball in the United States of America right here in Houston. I mean, so HBU has 17 Division I sports, and one of the trademarks of HBU, there's several trademarks of our athletes. One is they do have rather high GPAs, which we have the highest GPA in the Southland Conference with many of our athletes, which is incredibly impressive. And then secondly, I mean, you are playing real serious sports when you're in Division I in the United States. Do your parents and friends back at home realize kind of the unique environment you're in Division I, Anna?
Absolutely. So we grew up in a basketball family. My parents are very basketball driven, both played for Ireland. Their jobs are centered around sports and basketball, and in the sense of using it as a tool to help others. So we have always been brought up in that environment, which we're so, so lucky for. And every day, because obviously if you're good days and your bad days, and our parents are like just constantly, you know, their same message every single time is like, understand how amazing this is, you know, like, not only are you doing such a great thing, you're over, I mean, such a small percentage of people get the opportunity to be a Division I athlete, and so we're so, so blessed for that. And not only do we get that, but we get to do that together, and that's such a huge thing for them too, like, knowing that we're over here but we have each other, you know. So it's such a big thing, and they really recognize it, and we're lucky that they support us no matter what, and they're like constantly reminding us, like, don't lose sight of how cool this is, you know, like, don't ever like let down on that, because you should be proud, because this is such a cool thing that you're doing. So yeah, we're super lucky to have friends and family who genuinely understand and support no matter what.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we basically have the same. We're super lucky who we have friends who understand. There's also friends at home who, because basketball isn't so big, they probably don't really understand it, and they just think like we're just out here living in America like having a great time. But yeah, I mean, even though they're not that into basketball, they're still super supportive and stuff, so we're really, really lucky.
You know, one of the unique features of HBU is often when I do these podcasts, I have a lot of students and faculty say to me that HBU, because of its size, feels like a family, that you're not just a number of hundreds of kids, you know, where you basically kind of like being a prisoner where you have a number and that's about it, but people know you and you've got a great coach. I mean, can you just tell us about what the atmosphere has been like with your coach and coaches and all the team? And have you too felt that family spirit that you can connect with people, Anya?
Yeah, definitely. Because the school is so small, it is super nice to be able to just walk around and like say hi to everyone and like know everyone you're talking to, and people in your classes. It's super easy to get to know because they're so small. So I really enjoyed it for sure. It was definitely a big advantage to why I wanted to come here instead of being at a huge school. So I've really enjoyed it.
How about you, Anna?
Yeah, same here. And I think that was one thing I really noticed on my visit. You know, I loved my last school, but it was very much like, it was very much a commuter school. Like not many people live in a city school, you know? So I had like my team and like a couple of friends, but like really here, the first thing I noticed was I was like, oh my goodness, like this feels like such a family. You know, and I think it's because there's so many people from different backgrounds that you're almost forced to like connect with one another, you know, like, which is amazing. And so it's the whole way from the coaches to the players to just regular students and then our professors. Like, you know, you can go to, I was so like amazed by the professors here. Like I love that as a business student, like a lot of work in the field, you know, so they were like really coming in and giving us our genuine experiences that happened that day or the day before, you know, and you're able to go and like kind of have discussions with them about that. And in just from my experience, I wasn't really able to do that. I wasn't able to go and like really have a conversation with the vast majority of my professors. And so I think that's where it really stands out, you know, and the campus feel, like seeing everyone around campus constantly and just being able to start conversations is, you know, it's great. Or even just a hello, you know, going around campus, hello from, you know, a bunch of people is awesome, because it just, you know, it emphasizes community.
You know, when you think about Ireland and you think about Texas, the uniqueness of Houston is it truly is an international city, as you've discovered. I mean, you've mentioned several nations right on your team. Well, when you look at the HBU campus and the student body, you know, we do have young people from every different walk of life, every ethnicity, and there's a great harmony among the students. I mean, I think that's very special that we have that unity and a sense of teamship, if you will, here at HBU. What have been some of the impressions of different folks that you've met, young people and fellow classmates, teachers at HBU?
So the biggest that I noticed, just to generalize, first of all, is that I think places when there's a lot of different groups and people tend to kind of stay to their group, you know, whereas here, like I came straight in and there was automatically an environment of, you know, integration, and which is said before, something that we've really been brought up in. And there was a lot of people who I never have met people from that. Like, I mean, we've traveled Europe a lot from basketball, we've been very that way. But, you know, we have a Nigerian on our team, and I've like really never met someone and like connected with someone at all, really. Like, I just haven't had the opportunity to meet. And, you know, I literally stepped out of the car when the to Husky Village, and I was a couple of weeks late. So not only was I a transfer, but I was also a little bit late because I was traveling Europe with the national team. And so I was super nervous. I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna have no friends, like no, I'm gonna be the late one. And I literally, which is just overthinking, but I literally stepped out of the car when the coach dropped me off, and the Nigerian girl Patience, who's amazing, and was one of my roommates, little did I know, and she literally opened the door and ran straight over to me, gave me a big hug, and was like, welcome, like I'm so excited, like let me grab your bags. And I was like, right away, like, oh my goodness, like that's awesome, because like I'm a hugger, you know, like I love meeting people that way. And I know some people just aren't like that, but that was like the first person I met here, true, like really. And I was like, it was just so like embracive, and I like that's been consistent with many of my experiences here. So I've absolutely loved that.
That's cool. How about you, Inya?
Yeah, I would totally agree. Like Anna said, we've had like amazing opportunities to travel Europe and that side of the world, but HBU has given us opportunities to meet people the complete other side of the world that we've never had the opportunity to meet. So it's been awesome. Other people's cultures and stuff like that, getting to meet them and meeting new friends from the opposite side of the world that we never thought we would be able to meet. So it's been really cool.
That's cool. Sisters Anna and Inya McGuire play as guards on the HBU women's basketball team. We're so proud of both of them. Now, HBU is giving you this opportunity to play. So it's obviously you have this great athletic experience, but then simultaneously it's preparing you for the future. And so, Anna, you're a senior majoring in international business, and Inya, you're a freshman majoring in kinesiology. Can you tell us both how HBU is preparing you for your future careers and what your two careers are going to be?
Yes, sir. You go first.
I probably sound like every other freshman, but I'm not 100% sure what I want to do with my life. But as of right now, I'm looking most into probably trying to stay in basketball and like be a coach of some sort, hopefully stay in the collegiate area that way. So kinesiology and all the other classes I'm taking, it offers like this huge range of different aspects within the kinesiology area, so I can learn so many things, such as being a therapist and so many other categories. So in case I want to change what I'm doing, it gives me so many different options. So it's been amazing.
Very cool. How about Anna? What about you?
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, so I actually graduated in December with international business. And yes, sir. And then this semester, I'm starting my MBA in general management. So my end goal is like I've mentioned before, our parents are just like, they're the most amazing people ever. And we really looked up to them from such a young age. And they have a charity, like I mentioned. And then they also have a business where they run NCA events all over the world. So it's so far they've been to Ireland and they're expanding, which is very, very exciting. And so my end goal is to eventually work with that and run that eventually when they're ready to give that up. But until then, my goal is to kind of get experiences globally. So get experiences in different type of businesses, and specifically like event businesses and management businesses, just to kind of gain, because I don't want to go back until I know more than my parents. Like, I want to learn a lot so I have something to bring to the table. And so my goal, and like I mentioned before, professors here like are in the field of them, so being able to have that discussion with them and learn about legitimate things, because what you can learn from a textbook is great, but being able to actually put them into contextual situations has been so, so much more helpful. And so that's what HBU has given me, is being able to kind of have a insight to the business world already.
Fantastic. Now, your mom and dad sound like incredible people, and I'm sure they're going to see this podcast. So can each of you just kind of say hi, mom and dad, and tell them something that'll linger in their hearts until you get back to Ireland?
Of course. Hello, mom and dad. Love you, thank you so much. And we also have, just to mention, she'll be mad if we don't, we have a younger sister who will probably be coming over here at some point too. And she is the best out of the three of us. We're all happy to admit that. And she's absolutely amazing. So we're really excited for her to get to America too. Pippin, hello. We love you so much, all of you. And they've inspired us. They've got us. So we're genuinely so grateful for them. Yeah.
Anya, do you want to say anything to your mom and dad?
What she said, we're incredibly grateful for everything that they do for us. And neither of us would be here today without them. They're just the best.
It is so cool to have parents that inspire you. And it is like a priceless gift, and you all have it. And you notice I said, you all, that'd fit in Belfast, wouldn't it? You know, when I'm in Ireland, when I'm in Ireland or Germany or throughout Europe, anywhere, and I start talking, they immediately look at me and think, well, where's this guy from? But my wife can speak German. So the Germans seem to really like to listen to her speak German. Her mom's German. Yeah. So just before we close, I want you to just invite other students and parents to check out HBU. Tell them why they should check out HBU as a school to find connection and meaning. Will you, Anna, and then Inya?
Of course. So I've been very lucky to have many experiences with people, with groups in different places. And coming to HBU has been absolutely the best of all of them. And so my experience here has really made me want to mirror a lot of my future experiences with HBU. You know, I love the community experience. You get an opportunity to be in a community, but also work independently, you know, so you can try both things. The education here is amazing. The professors are so easy to talk to, and they're eager to talk to you. They want you to learn. They want you to get better. And being on a team is absolutely amazing. Like, a lot of the girls are my sisters for life, you know, like I'm very, very blessed to be on the team with them. And yeah, it's just the greatest experience all together. The professors, the coaches, the people, you know, it's the people. For me, sorry to ramble, but for me, where you are is all about the people, and HBU has amazing people. So I would highly recommend it.
And yeah,
I think took everything out of my mouth, I guess, but for sure, no, you're fine, for sure. I think for anyone who comes here, they'll have an amazing experience, no matter what, or for sports or simply just academics or both together. And what she said, the people who sing, and we couldn't be more grateful. So I don't think anyone would regret coming here.
Well, we've been talking to sisters Anna and Inya McGuire from Belfast, Ireland. They play as guards on the HBU women's basketball team. two phenomenal young ladies that we're so proud of here at HBU. They're going to have a great future and they're going to go be points of light. And then we also, I love that idea, what you said, or the flashback you said when your sister was working with you on the team and y'all were throwing the ball to one another. That's very cool. You're forming memories that'll stay with you for a lifetime. HBU has a place for you. You can learn more about it at hbu.edu/admissions or call 281-649-3211. And that graduate school that Anna's a part of, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, or 281-649-3269. Girls, we're so proud of both of you. It is so neat for me to meet you. My associate told me, he said, you're going to absolutely love these two young ladies and they're going to be so conversant, and indeed you have. So make it a great year and continue on, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
We'll be in touch and we look forward to watch you play, okay?
Thank you so much.
We're glad you're at HBU. God bless you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.